This is a dictation for Danny Seward, DannySeward, date of service is 2/6/2025, and date of birth is 5/8/58, date of accident is 9/27/2023. Danny Seward was a restaurant driver when an 18-wheeler semi-truck ran over his car while making a left turn, and in the process, he got injured, incredibly, leading to pain in both the shoulders, neck, and some pain in the lower back, and numbness and tingling of the right hand. The pain in the left shoulder used to be 9, neck, mid-back, and lower back pain was around 9-10, with shooting pain to the left posterior leg. Even the right and the left, both sides of the ends were numb, with cramping, numbness, and tingling. Some pain in the left hip and left leg also was in the beginning. And in addition, patient has severe headaches with dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, disorientation, etc., blurred vision, spots in the vision. The patient has recovered quite a bit from many of the symptoms now, and his pain in the left shoulder is only 5, and right shoulder is 4, and he can do an abduction and forward flexion up to 120 degrees. He is feeling 80% better, although his mood is bad, anxiety is bad, depression is bad, as well as headaches are bad. Occasional dizziness is reported, vision disturbances are reported, lack of concentration and focus, although he's working full-time these days. His pain level is between 8 and 9. The shooting pain to the right leg is also minimal. The numbness and tingling of the right hand with second, third, fourth finger are gone after one injection for carpotomy. The ADLs are affected 9, while 70% pain is relieved and improved. Kindly review the records for the ADL for system review for additional history, as well as for the for the substance abuse and compliance history. The patient does report his pain is worse. In the physical examination, blood pressure is 151/93, pulse 100, pulse ox is 100%. Rest of the exam remains the same for previous visit, which is dated January 7, 2025. Dictation number is 0107-020. Diagnoses are the same. Plan is to provide the patient with an injection to the right left shoulder intra-articular, and a supraspinatus injection and infraspinatus tendon injection to the left shoulder. And also provide the medications, which are Celebrex 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Protonix 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Tylenol with codeine number 4, one every 12-hour PRN for pain relief. Xanax is provided for anxiety relief, 0.5 mg PRN. Peer research are provided for headache relief and lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief. Physical therapy is ordered to continue once a week with the laser treatment, and only the left shoulder is the one which is mostly painful for the patient. Lower back pain is now completely relieved. He's allowed to continue working on a regular job. Regarding the procedure, patient was provided an injection to the left shoulder intra-articular, and also tendon injection, intratendon injection to the left supraspinatus and infraspinatus. These are based on the finding at the MRIs for the medical indications. The injections are done to bring healing, decrease the need for opiates, and help in reducing the chance for surgery. In the MRI for the left shoulder, it was found that the patient has following findings: supraspinatus tendinosis, intrasubstance partial thickness tear and infraspinatus tendinitis, as well as subacromial subdeltoid bursitis, inferior labral tear, coracoacromial ligament strain, bone marrow edema. And for that, these injections are required. And the procedures were done according to protocol, and patient tolerated the procedure very well. Thank you.